Hey, what's up? It's Jay Biga, and we're checking out the latest Billboard magazine, and there's a picture of Kesha in this magazine. Okay. Now, I'm not saying Kesha looks ugly, because she's kind of a hot lady, you know? She's got some cool costumes. But I need to know what is going through the heads of the people who are advising her. Or is she doing this herself? Like, Kesha, go to Forever 21 and pick out 5 random things, put them on, roll around on the floor in honey and then glitter, and then mess up your hair and put some Juggalo clown makeup on. Dude, she looks like Mick Jagger got in a glitter truck accident. It's insanity, okay? I recently had the distinction of seeing Lady Gaga perform live, and the costumes were incredible. The wardrobe was incredible. At one point, she looked like Mickey Mouse from Fantasia, hopped up on the stage, except for she had blonde hair instead of ears. And she was playing this giant triangular harpsichord. I mean, the thing is incredible. There's some really awesome costumes these days. But, you know, at a certain point, we've gone too far with the costumes. Like, what are these people telling the artists? Okay, Kesha, I want you to go and bathe in shrimp. And then put shrimp dip all over your hair. Okay, now put on these army boots, tear up your fishnets, and go, girl, go, go. I mean, dude, she looks like a freaking psychotic clown holding a microphone, like she's about to commit some type of axe murder. Now, I'm all for, like, experimenting with costumes and stuff, but can you just explain to me what happened to looking good? Like, it's great to wear, you know, a gigantic frilly frock and some food items and a Chiquita banana hat and spikes on your knee pads and stuff. But what happened to actually just looking good? Like, what happened to, like, looking attractive? Are we past that point? Do we all have to look like circus clown acrobats? Like some Cirque du Soleil dropout? Or some runaway female hobo? Like, covered in heroin syringes? Like, wow, that's really cutting edge. Isn't it, like, better to just kind of look stylish and good and attractive? Because at what point does wearing, like, an entire whipped cream can collection and trash, like, taped to your face, at what point does that just look, like, freaking ridiculous and unattractive? I mean, I'm not a traditional person, but I do know, like, if somebody is well-dressed and they look at least like they've showered in the last week, Kesha, then it does look attractive. I mean, you, like, a person who looks good, they don't need to be wearing, you know, 15 knee pads and, like, covering their entire face in, like, leeches. Oh, Kesha, good idea. Here, check this out. No clothes, you'll just wear leeches. Like, that's just gross. I mean, what happened to, like, a nice, sexy dress, not too revealing, you know? Leave something up to the imagination. I mean, if you were wearing nothing but, you know, brownie bites and Doritos duct taped to your crotch, covered in, like, honey, whipped cream, and freaking chocolate sauce, and ripped up fishnets, it just looks freaking ridiculous. It doesn't look attractive. Maybe the people who are advising these artists are, like, not into the sex appeal factor. They just want to see, you know, how many gummy worms they can stick to somebody's butt before they fall off. How many gummy worms will still be on your butt after the show if we use this type of adhesive? Like, it's some type of performance art experiment. Maybe it's just me, but I'd like to see, you know, what Kesha looks like after she takes a hot shower, puts on, you know, some nice looking clothes, and then just gets out there and performs like the classy lady she is. Or maybe, you know, that's not what she's going for. Maybe it's some type of, like, you know, clothing adhesive recycling statement about, like, how we can use recycled products to actually dress ourselves instead of clothes. I'm not sure, but can somebody just explain to me what happened to looking good, okay? You know, we've already seen people wearing things that are clearly not clothes, car parts. Like, you know, at a certain point, what happens to just looking attractive? I mean, I like the way women look with no clothes on. So, I don't know. You tell me.